Now the game where we invite people we like on and make them play a game we hope they love. It's called Not My Job. Chelsea Peretti is a comic writer and actor who you probably know best from her six-year run on Brooklyn Nine-Nine as the self-involved administrator Gina Linetti. She's got a new film out called Friendsgiving, and she joins us now. Chelsea Peretti, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
You know, I found out something that I didn't know about you, which is in the Brooklyn Nine-Nine, a show you were on for many years and have left, your character had grown up with Andy Samberg's character.
Yes.
And it turns out that you actually grew up with Andy Samberg.
I myself did, yes. We went to elementary school together.
Right. And I'm assuming of the two of you, you were the funny one.
You know, I feel like I was unfairly typed as weird. And
well, define weird.
Listen, you asked those freaking children to define weird, you know? I myself, that's not how I self-identified. You know, I just shared my thoughts as they came to me. But yeah.
Was there a moment, for example, I know Alonzo was, when he was working in as an airplane mechanic, he was like making his colleagues laugh and he's decided maybe he should go try it for a living. Was there a moment when you decided that you were going to be a comic?
I would love to hear the like inside baseball of airplane mechanics. Like, I want to hear what those jokes were.
Chelsea, you would not fly again.
If you know what... Oh my god, that's so terrifying.
Our number one saying, we're like, how did it come out? You're like, well, we're not making watches, so it'll fly.
Oh my god, that is terrifying. This is exactly what I wanted, though.
Yeah.
I forget what the question was. I was so titillated by airplane mechanic humor.
Well, the question was, was there a moment when you were like, oh, I could do this for a living, or at least I want to try doing this for a living?
Well, you know, I sold my first joke, and it was like a deal with the devil because it was a joke about my mom. And I don't know if you remember, there was this Comedy Central show called Shorties Watching Shorties. And they animated jokes, and the one joke they wanted was a joke about my mom. And so it was like, do I sell out my mom for my first check?
Oh, no.
The answer was yes.
What was the joke?
I think it was about like how when we used to watch movies together, my mom would be watching me the whole time. My mom would be watching me watch the movie. And, you know, something about how it felt like a date. Anyway, but I now as a mom, I get it. You watch your kid experience things because you're like, oh, look, you're experiencing this. And you're watching them. It's like you get so much pleasure from seeing your kid enjoy something. So maybe it wasn't as creepy as it felt. Or maybe it is.
I watched your Netflix special the other night, one of the greats, and it was hilariously funny. But it also, in addition to having a lot of great jokes, it had a lot of jokes about one-hour comedy specials.
Yes.
And I actually started to wonder, do you like one-hour comedy specials on, you know, streamable TV?
It's a great question. Not really. A lot of them, I don't. I mean, I'd always, almost always rather watch a great comedy movie than an hour of stand-up.
One of the things that you do was you play around with audience shots. Sometimes
yeah.
The audience seems to be your actual audience enjoying your comedy. And sometimes it's not, or at least it's unexpected. For example, there was one shot to what looked like an elderly Italian man eating a hard-boiled egg.
Yeah. And the funny thing is, well, you know, yes, as a comedian, I've always hated a lot of aspects of stand-up specials. They don't always really capture the experience of what an amazing night in stand-up is. But a lot of them, the production is trash. There's a few producers who make stand-up specials and they have cornered the market. They make like, they churn them out. They produce them all exactly the same. They always have reaction shots that like people look confused or disappointed when someone's told a joke. You're like, why would you include that? And, you know, just strange people. And so I just wanted to accentuate that and, you know, including there's a clown version of myself in the audience and
yes.
And side stage.
You were on an extremely successful and great TV show, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, for six seasons, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And you left the show, which is not something that people usually do, but you did. And can I ask, what did you leave it to go do?
I left it. Well, I guess what I have done since the show is I wrote a movie, and I made an made an album about coffee. I made a concept album all about coffee.
Chelsea, every time I have coffee, I think about this song from your podcast from years ago about coffee, crank it through my sleeves.
Yeah.
And I'm embarrassed to be like talking about it to you right now, but it is so funny and brilliant. And yeah, I want multiple albums.
I could absolutely bury you in more coffee songs.
So if I understand this correctly, and this is all new to me, and I apologize. So you had a podcast, which I did know about. And yes. On the podcast, you performed a song about coffee.
Yeah, well, you know, the producer that worked with me, Cool Kojak is his name. I used to send him audio when I was on the road doing stand-up. I would drink coffee anywhere, any city I went to. I would get my coffee. Then I'd get really hyper, and I'd like freestyle sing like a cappella into my phone and send him music, and he would turn it into songs that sounded actually pretty polished because he's a real music producer. And we would put them on the podcast. And somehow we were like, we should make an entire album. We're like, we'll just slap it together in like 2 weeks and we'll submit it for a Grammy because it'll be funny. And then you cut to 8 months later, I'm like pacing back and forth, and we've got like music lyrics all over his entire studio, and like, you know, it just turned into this crazy rabbit hole, and it was so creatively fulfilling. I wouldn't take it back for the world, but it is a very bizarre way to have spent the year leading into a pandemic. Yes. Lockdown, because you know, I'm like, I could have seen a couple more friends. I could have, I don't know.
Can you give me like a lyric?
There's a song about oat milk, and it's like, do you have, do you have, do you have, do you have oat milk? And it's basically just like when you're like waiting in line to get coffee and you want oat milk.
What is your favorite coffee drink?
Well, I feel like the easiest way to answer you is to show you my yellow teeth.
Wow. Chelsea Peretti, it is a delight to talk to you. We have invited you here to play a game that this time we're calling
Chelsea Peretti Meet Chelsea Football Club.
You're Chelsea Peretti, and we wondered, what do you know about the Chelsea Football Club of the United Kingdom? We're going to ask you three questions about that team that was named after you in 1905.
Luckily, their fans are not rabid at all.
Answer two out of three questions correctly, you will win our prize for one of our listeners. Bill, who is Chelsea Peretti playing for?
Robert Ward of South Bend, Indiana.
All right. First question. The Chelsea Football Club has a rich history, during most of which it was a perennial loser, sort of like the Chicago Cubs. Back in the 1930s, the team tried something a little unusual to improve the team's performance. What was it? Was it A, they drafted Maurice, the famous Irish kicking mule, to be their midfielder? B, they tried injecting the players with a serum made from ground-up monkey testicles? Or C, telling their players to just pick up the ball and run for it?
I'm going to say A.
You're going to say A, they drafted Maurice, the famous Irish kicking mule, to play in their team.
That just sounds like something that would happen in old-timey days.
Mm. It does. It does. Sadly, though, it was B. It was the monkey testicle.
That was going to be my other one.
You still have two more chances here, Chelsea. There's nothing to worry about.
Okay.
The owner of the Chelsea FC is a Russian oligarch named Roman Abramovich. Now, the billionaire got his start in business by doing what, just as the Soviet Union was collapsing? A, he did live theater versions of episodes of the American primetime soap opera Dynasty. B, he sold imported rubber ducks out of his Moscow apartment. Or C, he sold fake Gorbachev birthmark tattoos to bald men.
You know, I'm going to go ducks for no good reason.
And for no good reason, you're right. That's what he did. It's unclear how he became a billionaire by selling rubber ducks, but presumably he had a gift. What can I tell you? All right.
Listen, people are stupid.
All right, you have one more chance here, Chelsea. Like many legacy sports teams, Chelsea's fans have their traditions. Like which of these? A, hurling celery onto the field, often directly at opposing players. B, yelling forsooth, it cannot be, whenever the other team scores. Or C, simply staring in silent disapproval when one of their players does poorly.
Celery.
You're right, Chelsea. That's exactly right.
Well, well.
Now, I should say, in case any Chelsea fans are listening, that they are not allowed to throw celery onto the field anymore. However, it is well known that when Chelsea travels, they sometimes follow along and throw celery. Nobody knows why they do this. They just do it. Bill, how did Chelsea Peretti do in our quiz?
Chelsea got 2 out of 3 right. That makes her a winner.
Congratulations, Chelsea.
Thank you.
There you go. Chelsea Peretti is a comedian and actress. You can currently see her in Friendsgiving, and her new album, Foam and Flotsam, is out now. Chelsea Peretti, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Thank you guys so much. That was fun.
Thanks, Chelsea.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Chelsea.
Stay safe.
Bye.